recruiting company commander Josh Trenkel has been touring brand new recruits around Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado Springs. They stopped by a shooting simulator, peeked inside military vehicles. Now, Trenkel announces it's lunchtime.
Enjoying a wonderful gourmet MRE. That's a meal ready to eat.
Hey, you need a water.
Soldiers hand out the brown plastic packages at random. Recruit Crystal Townsend, sitting cross-legged on the grass, she's peering into her MRE sack. She got a vegetable crumble. Townsend is 35, on the older end for a recruit.
When I was younger, when I was 18, 19, I did want to join, but I wasn't really confident in myself. I didn't know anybody in the military, and I wasn't really sure I could do it.
She ended up in law enforcement, a deputy sheriff, a stable job, a professional career. Still, as she got older and closer to the maximum age for enlistment.
Looking back and having those regrets, it was just eating at me, and I finally said, you know what, I'm going to go for it.
Other recruits are just out of high school, looking for that classic Army experience as a gunner or an infantryman. I speak with one woman looking to go into communications. Another man is aiming to jumpstart his career as a firefighter. The range of ambitions these recruits have is exactly how the Army is hoping to sell itself to the next generation of service members. The new Army marketing campaign is called What's Your Warrior? And the first ad looks more like a trailer for an effects-laden superhero movie than a traditional recruitment pitch. Helicopters flying through mountain passes, a woman at a computer terminal communicates with a satellite overhead, a scientist is hard at work splitting microscopic cells.
There's this idea amongst lots of youth and perhaps even parents that there's only one way to serve, and that's in a combat role.
Brigadier General Alex Fink is the chief of Army Enterprise Marketing. He's behind What's Your Warrior. Fink says military marketing that focuses on the glory of battle just isn't working like in the past, especially as fewer and fewer Americans have family military legacies to live up to.
It's really more about surprising our audience about what you can do in the Army.
So the emphasis in What's Your Warrior is on showing the variety of career fields and the real-world benefits of service. The Army says the initial figures for this campaign have been pretty good. What's Your Warrior debuted in November, and Brigadier General Fink says the number of people filling out reply forms on GoArmy.com has jumped 35% over last year. But that's just the first step.
It's great and fine and dandy to fill out a business reply card online, but how does that translate into actually getting folks to make a commitment? So we'll see.
You guys want to fire again?
We can bring and that's where the individual relationship between recruit and recruiter comes in. Colorado Springs Company Commander Josh Trenkel says his recruiters are using the new What's Your Warrior campaign to start the conversation.
That's where the art of it is. They really need to know how to take that message and give it to the students coming out of school these days and make sure that they know the opportunities that are available to them.
For new recruit Crystal Townsend, eating her vegetable crumble on that Fort Carson tour, the logical path would be to move from her job as a sheriff's deputy to military police. Instead, she's looking at something completely different.
My number one pick is military intelligence. I would figure it'd be a waste of opportunity to not go into something else, challenge myself by learning a completely new field.
She says the diversity of career options led her to choosing the Army over another military branch. If What's Your Warrior works, a lot more people will be taking a look at those options too. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce.